The Department of Theater Arts at SUNY New Paltz presents Belfast Blues, a one-woman play written and performed by Geraldine Hughes and directed by Carol Kane, with performances on October 14th and 15th at 8 p.m. in McKenna Theater on the New Paltz campus. Belfast Blues is a tapestry of stories told from Hughes' perspective as a little girl coming of age in the war-torn Belfast of the 1980s. Passionate, riveting, often humorous, the stories bear insightful witness to the many faces of trying to live a normal life amidst the violence that is born of the long-standing grudge between Catholics and Protestants. Geraldine Hughes joins us this morning. Geraldine, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for being with us. And Carol Kane joins us as well. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's a delight to have you both here. So, Geraldine, let us begin with you of how this project came about, of why you wrote this this play, which I assume you essentially wrote for yourself.
I will mention, first of all, that Carol Kane is calling from the set of her TV show, so we might lose her.
Okay.
So, I think I'm going to have to start with her.
You're going to have to.
I'm going to barge in and just say that I'm calling from the set of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and in 2 seconds they could make me hang up. So I want to say that I'm just so proud of this work that Geraldine and I have done together. And I think in the description, it may not be evident how very funny this show also is. It's very funny and very moving. I mean, one second you're laughing, the next second you're crying. And I just hope that as many people as possible will turn out for our show.
Carol, how did you come to direct the show and team up with Geraldine and working on this at New Paltz?
Well, I've known Geraldine for a very long time, and one day she came over to my house and said that she just wanted to start telling me a couple stories that she had in her head about her childhood and growing up in Belfast. And she started slowly telling me these brief stories, and these brief stories evolved into this exquisite play. And it's called a one-woman show, but by the end of it, I guarantee you, we'll have met at least 16 different people that you will know well.
And do you see it, Carol, as a as for something that you are directing? Do you enjoy that role mm-hmm. as a director?
I must tell you, I love it. But I really, this is the only piece I've fully directed so far, and I just think that there's something, something extraordinary about our creative relationship together that sort of makes it go much more smoothly and happily than I would have expected. I enjoy it very much.
So, Geraldine, in writing this show, what has it been like for you to explore this, and what ultimately were you trying to explore in writing it?
Well, I would never have decided to write a one-woman play about my life. That was something I'd never intended to do. I had written some short stories, and many years ago now, in 2003, I shared those stories with a woman called Kim Terrell, who had a theater company at the time, and she basically bullied me into creating a one-woman play. And it's the best thing that I've ever done, I think, as an artist. And, you know, it just happens to be my story, but it is, I would profess, a very universal story, a story told from the perspective of a child who happens to be me. It happens to be West Belfast. It happens to be during the Troubles. However, it could be any child in the midst of any conflict, really, which unfortunately is still very applicable today. A very serious notion, as Carol said, because it is an Irish story, we tend to deal with serious matters with a wicked sense of humor. So that was
wicked.
Very important.
Underline wicked.
Yes.
And do you, when you look at the at all of this, does that come through? Because there, as Carol mentioned, there's Mary. There's,
oh, you know what? I gotta say goodbye to everybody, and I can't wait to see you all at the theater. Bye,
Carol. We love you. Bye. Thank you very much. A little cameo.
Well,
from,
we got her for a few minutes.
That's all right. That's fine. Well, she is as lovely as she seems?
Oh, she's a horrible person. No, of course she is. She's my best friend, and we've known each other for many, many years, over 20 years now at this point, and she is a blessing in my life and an incredible artist, and as you can tell, a very conscientious artist, you know, on the set of a TV show and will go to set when she's called. I'm glad that she got on for a few minutes.
Oh, that's terrific. And the set is for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is going into its third season.
Right.
And she's just remarkable on that program. And we wish her all the luck in the world with that. But you can see the show that she directs, which is, again, called Belfast Blues, a one-woman play written and performed by Geraldine Hughes. And Geraldine Hughes remains with us this morning. You are appearing at the McKenna Theater on the New Paltz campus. How did you decide to bring it to New Paltz?
I know, I'm so thrilled that they'll have me here. It's such a beautiful theater department. I made the move upstate about a year ago up to New Paltz, which has been such an incredible thing for me and my family. And met the wonderful Jack Wade and Catherine Doherty, and I came in one day and met with students and taught a master class, which was extraordinary for me. And I just thought it was important to sort of say hello, and I was so aware that they were here, and I've come to see some of their productions. And long story short, we came up with the notion many months ago that maybe I would do the show here. And on Friday night, I have to So suddenly here we are in the McKenna Theatre's gorgeous. I think it's about 300 seats, and
yep.
I can't believe that tickets are selling like crazy. And, you know, for me, it's always a privilege to tell this story again, because it's a very important story, and especially on a university campus. You know, I developed this show at Wake Forest University, and the thing about the show is, that it is a play. I just happen to play all 24 characters. However, it's sort of become really an historical piece at this point, and you know, people perhaps will be educated into what was going on at the time, and they'll get to meet a few Irish characters that hopefully they'll fall in love with, some of whom get their own curtain call, by the way. So it's a lot of work for me, but it's also a great privilege, and I'm very excited to share it this weekend.
How long have you been doing it?
I wrote the play in 2003, and I started in Los Angeles, and I was supposed to play for about 5 weeks, and it was a little converted shoe shop. And the theater was called the Black Dahlia Theater, and Stephen Klein and Matt Shackman were my producers at the time, and Charlie Hayde, who people will know from Hill Street Blues, was the original director,
mm-hmm.
and he and I have known each other for many years, and it was extraordinary. You know, it was played for 15 weeks, and I, you know, it's played in London and back in Ireland and various places, and back in LA again, and in New York for quite a long run at the Culture Project at one point. So I do tend to revive it every now and again because people ask me to, and I get terrified and then I get really excited. So I'm now at the very excited stage of telling it again.
What terrifies you about it, just out of curiosity?
Oh, my. Well, would you like to go on stage in front of 300 people and there's no backup and it's only you and it's everything?
No,
it.
I wouldn't.
I'm terrified.
But I didn't write it for myself either.
Every time. Well, I certainly, yeah, I mean, I get your point, but I think the terror is not just about, you know, the fact that it's my story. I
right.
think the terror is just walking on stage, which is something that, you know, I think myself and a lot of actors deal with.
But it's also an essential
moment before you know.
Doesn't it become essential? I
mean,
yeah,
if you, what, the terror?
Yeah, I mean, if you just walked out without any jitters, it wouldn't be something special, would it?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there are certain artists who, especially if you're doing a long run of a play, like I did a play called Jerusalem on Broadway with Mark Rylance, which is life-changing, and we did that for almost a year. But it's extraordinary that, you know, every single time you go on stage, there's preparation. And there are some people who get a bit lax and don't do that, and that's their way of working. But certainly for me, there's always something to play. There's always something new to mine and to discover. And this is an audience that has never heard the story before. So for me, it's the other character in the play that I always forget is going to show up. And that other character shows up with many different kinds of attitudes and levels of exhaustion or levels of disinterest or levels of excitement. And so I get really nervous about how that other character is going to sort of react. And then I think, like, after the first few moments of breath and you get the first few lines out, then you're okay. Although there have been times when I've done the show and I have had the inner monologue of, they hate you, get off the stage, this is a disaster. There's no reaction, there's no laugh, there's no what? And then at the very end, then you get the reaction because they've just been listening.
The Department of...
I have to remind...
Well, the Department of Theater Arts at SUNY New Paltz presents Belfast Blues, a one-woman play performed by Geraldine Hughes, directed by Carol Kane. Performances are the 14th and the 15th at 8 o'clock at McKenna Theater in the New Paltz campus. Geraldine, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for being with us, and give Carol a big hug for us when you see her as well.
I will. She'll be here on Friday, so if you want to come down, you can hug her yourself.
Will do. Thank you very much. Again,
thanks
you can
a million.
Thank you. NewPaltz.edu/theater. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.